Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Paddy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andrea. Are you well?
I'm not bad at all. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, how does it feel to be the last traitor to be banished from Slane Castle?
Yeah, it was surreal, to be honest. I managed to stay there so long. I was just thrilled that I got such a long time in this, you know.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
Where did it go wrong on Tuesday night, Paddy? Because I mean, I have to say, I've been following the show since the start and I have thoroughly enjoyed every minute of it, particularly you, actually, on the show as well. So I'm blaming Nick for your demise on Tuesday.
Well, it was. I mean, it wasn't, I suppose, because I figured Nick and Ben might have been working together against me. And I might have been mistaken there. Had I maybe gone with somebody else, instead of defending myself, had I gone maybe at Vanessa, I might have gotten more traction out of it. But, you know, as to where it goes wrong, you never know on that table, because it changes in a heartbeat. It really does. I mean, some people went out from that table and they didn't see it coming. I mean, their name was never mentioned and all of a sudden they were gone. You know, it's very hard to know. It's hard to put a reason to it. So.
Yeah. Poor Christine, sure she got the chop on Tuesday as well.
She did, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, that was pretty brutal, the funeral and that thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How did you feel about that? Because I have to be honest, when I was watching it, you know, I thought it was so well done. It was probably my favourite mission. But the bit where the coffin and you all standing at her wake and next thing the coffin closing on top of her.
I'll have to say, I'm serious when I say this, I totally got into it. I mean, I was double handshaking people, thanking them for coming and all that. I went full funeral mode. I didn't think there was any problem. I enjoyed the bit the start of the game. You know, it was great.
You were fully in it. And like, just on that, you know, because I was chatting to Eamon, he was here with me last week, Paddy, and I was asking him about some of the reaction that he's got online as to whether we were actually watching Eamon the Traitor or Garda Eamon from Tipperary. Over the past 3 weeks, have we been watching Paddy Maloney or TV Paddy the Traitor?
Oh, 100% Paddy Maloney. Genuinely, I didn't change a thing going in there, except that I was watching my back and watching my front, and I was maybe on my guard. But other than that, I changed nothing. That is me as I am.
That's you. You weren't playing it up for the camera.
Including the swear words, which I didn't think I did so much of, to be honest.
I know, it's awful when you watch it back like that, but I suppose it was all part of the show. Did you have a strategy going into this?
I did. Stay low. Stay out of the way and don't get too involved. And that was blown up in the air.
Yeah, I was going to say you did the total opposite.
Yeah, I did. I did after the trial in the church. I kind of took that a bit, you know. And anyway, I was definitely looking down the barrel of a gun at that stage. So I needed to kind of, you know, ramp it up a small bit. So it worked out some bit.
Yeah.
It nearly backfired, but it got me another couple of episodes, so I was happy.
That's true. You know? I assume this moment, Paddy, was part of your strategy.
Will. Joanna. I know my smart here, right? I'm not a f***ing hugger.
Yeah, the moment where you told him you weren't going to hug the contestant, that you had to literally hug to death. Are you a hugger, Paddy?
I'm absolutely 100% a hugger. All my grandkids were on to me and they said, "Dad, Grandad, what are you saying? You're a great hugger." I do hug and I have no problem with hugging, but I wasn't hugging in there. And it would have stood out like an absolute sore thumb if I started hugging inside there. So I said to Nick, I'm not a hugger.
Yeah.
And I did think of it straight away because I knew. The very minute they started to remember the following day, what happened? Paddy hugged me. You know, I mean, that would have been unusual in there.
So that was a strategic move. I thought that, all right.
Oh, 100% it was. Yeah. I knew I'd be found out straight away.
Do you think were you underestimated?
I don't think so. I mean, everybody went in there playing their own game and playing their game whatever way they could and the best they could. So I don't think so. I think, look, it accidentally happened good for me, I think, and that was it. And, you know, there were certain situations worked out for me and others didn't. And, you know, so I don't know. I wouldn't say anybody underestimated me. I'd say they just kind of said, you know, look, he's the old man, he's harmless.
Yeah. Did you want to be a traitor, though?
100%.
You did?
Yes. I said it from the start. I said it when I was applying for it and I said it when I was in there and I was delighted.
Why, though? Because I would have thought from watching the show it's harder actually being a traitor.
Well, it is and it isn't, because when you're a traitor, you're not going to be murdered. You're going to be banished, but you can defend yourself at the table. And I was fairly confident I could put up, in most cases, a good defence. And I knew I could more often than not speak myself out of trouble. Yeah. You know, talk myself out of trouble. But as a faithful, you can be killed twice. You know, you can be banished or you can be murdered. So this way, as a traitor, you're only looking, you know, at one situation where that can happen.
Yeah, yeah, they're stabbing you in the back.
Well, I know.
Is that your background as a former prison officer? Like, did that help in the conclave?
Oh, I think it helped inside in the castle in general, to be honest.
Yeah. Yes,
without a doubt, yeah. It made you, I mean, I was always well aware of situations around me, and I kind of, you know, as I say, you get lucky, and I got lucky, to be honest, you know.
What about yourself and Eamon, Paddy? What was that friendship really like? Was it played up for the camera?
Well, it wasn't played up. I mean, we both had strong opinions and we voiced them. But I've been speaking to Eamon. I mean, I have great time for Eamon, and we're going to meet up for a couple of pints. Absolutely, myself and Eamon are perfect after that.
Yeah.
There'll be no, it wasn't played up for the camera, but he had his opinion, I had mine, and that was it. And we just, you know, and I wouldn't say we even clashed, but just the way he was playing his game and I was playing my game that way. And it's just, that's how teams come across, I suppose. But it was harmless, to be honest.
What about the reaction to the show? Because, you know, you've sort of become a bit of a national treasure, Paddy. I saw a great post there on Tuesday night. You're the Podfather online.
I know. And, you know, I tell you, I don't know what to make of that, to be honest. Look, this is completely, you know, alien to me. I don't understand this, but I'm enjoying it. And there's no point in sending it.
It's good crack.
To get that kind of positive feedback from people is brilliant. It's absolutely excellent.
People I'm delighted looking for you to go for president and everything.
As I say, I'd be lucky. I'd say president of the local residents association might be too much.
You'll get that. And what about Andrew? You'd really genuinely had no idea he was in the show, did you not, your son?
No, absolutely none. Andrew is living down in Cork, and he told me about this. He actually told me about it. He sent me a link for the application, and I applied, and he applied. And we're told very, very, very much from the start, do not tell anybody else. And I didn't. I told my wife, and we kept it under our I was afraid in case I wouldn't get the opportunity to do it because I spilled the beans or something, you know. Mm. So absolutely, I didn't. And I absolutely wouldn't change that for a bit, you know, that I didn't tell him.
Yeah.
Know?
And is there good, I'd say there's good family rivalry now, is there, within the Maloneys, that he was banished before you?
No. But I will tell you this, though. We play a game called Werewolf, and we really enjoy it. And it's based on traitors, kind of. And at that table, there's massive rivalry, always. With the werewolves, so we're a family of we compete with each other, all in good fun, like.
Yeah,
know?
Competitive family and a family of game players. Well, speaking of games, Paddy, I had Eamon and Caitlin with me here in Lunchtime Live a little earlier in the week, and because you're obviously game contestants, we thought we'd play a little game with yourselves. So I asked Eamon and Caitlin earlier this week who was the one contestant that they couldn't believe how long they'd managed to survive in the show. Who's the one, Eamon, that you can't believe that they've survived as long as they have?
Do you want me to give the obvious? Look, Paddy.
What do you say to that, Paddy?
If you ask me the same question, I'd give you the same answer.
Would you? You've surprised yourself.
I can't believe I survived so long, but I'm delighted with it.
Yeah. Well, look, fair play to you. Quick fire round questions. Who should Nick now recruit as a traitor?
I think he should recruit Ian, but I think he will recruit Ben. That's what I think. I could be wrong, but that's what I think.
You think it'll be Ben? Are you sorry he didn't kill Nick?
Well, the plan, genuinely, when I brought Andrew up, the plan was to kill Nick, and I make no bones about saying that. But then they threw us a curveball with the death row, so there was no murder that, so completely threw it up in the air,
right?
And that kind of, yeah.
So you think he should go with Eoin, but you think he'll go with Ben?
I think he'll go with Ben. Maybe Eoin might be a better option for him, but I think he will go with Ben. But I could be well wrong. You just don't know in this game, to be honest. You don't know.
Who's the dark horse to watch now?
Do you know? I think you know, they're all excellent in there. To be honest, though, they're all very good. What's left is very, very good. And I think maybe, you know, I'd say any one of the girls will, you know, it's hard to know.
Who, Faye or Vanessa?
I'd watch them all if I were you, yeah.
Really? And who do you think's the best game player?
I think Nick is a good game player, to be honest. I think he is.
Yeah.
Now, as to whether he can totally handle being a threat or not, I don't know. I haven't had the experience. I did think he kind of got spooked at the breakfast table, you know, maybe once or twice. Certainly the second day, I thought he looked a bit spooked when somebody said, I think it's you, Nick. And then he said, but maybe it's Paddy, you know, so that kind of thing.
Yeah, he could let it slip. And just finally, Paddy, who do you think is likely to win Traitors Ireland?
If you ask me, faithful or traitors, I think a group of faithfuls would win, I think. But if it depends on what way the recruiting of the traitors goes. You know, that could make a big difference. So, as I say, it is very hard to know. I think it's a possibility that faithfuls might swing it.
There's more girls left, isn't there, in the faithfuls now at this stage, yeah?
There's three boys, I think. I'm not sure exactly what was left out of me, to be honest.
Will, Ben and Nick.
Yeah, Will, Ben and Nick, yeah. And the majority of girls after that, yeah, exactly.
So you think it'll be some compilation of the faithfuls?
I think it will, okay. But I don't know.
If you were a betting man.
Oh, luckily enough, I don't gamble. So.
Yeah, well, there you're better off. So, Paddy, listen, it's been an absolute pleasure. Fair play to you for being such a great sport. We have, I think, the whole country that's been glued to Traitors Ireland has thoroughly enjoyed watching you and your slip-ups, I suppose, too, over the past 3 weeks. But it's been great entertainment and fair play to you. Thanks a million, Paddy, for joining us here on the show today. I think it's fair to say he's a Traitors Ireland legend. Paddy Maloney with us here on Lunchtime Live. The email, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.